Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there was a skater girl named Raíssa. Raíssa grew up in a city called Imperatriz, in the northern part of Brazil. As warm breezes sailed through the streets, so did little Raíssa, riding her skateboard, her dark ponytail swinging back and forth behind her. Raíssa got her first skateboard when she was 6 years old and immediately wanted to spend every waking minute on it. Her mom took her to their local skate park for a few hours each night so she could practice. Raíssa was often the only girl around, but that didn't bother her. She worked hard to learn new tricks, like how to grind her board down a rail or balance by the tip on a ledge. It was definitely scary sometimes. Spinning through the air or carving around deep concrete bowls takes guts. Raíssa had to keep her balance centered and get the angles just right. Every time she fell, she forced herself to get back up again, and again, and again. One day, when Raíssa was 7, she was hanging out with her family and friends at the skate park, dressed in a blue fairy dress and wings. Raíssa was trying a new and difficult trick called a heel flip. Raíssa's mom took a video of the practice session. Loud music banged on in the background as Raíssa launched herself from the top of a set of stairs. The first time she tried it, she missed her landing and slid across the cement. Ouch! Raíssa tried the heel flip again. This time, she overshot her skateboard and tumbled hard. Ugh! Raíssa got up and dusted herself off. She was determined to get this trick down. So she grabbed her board and mounted the stairs for another try. Then she took off. Raíssa was floating over the steps, arms outstretched. While she was still mid-air, she kicked at the board beneath her feet. It spun around underneath her, and then she landed with her feet planted on the deck. Cheers erupted as Raíssa rolled past the spectators, beaming from ear to ear. Raíssa and her mom posted the heel flip video online. They didn't think much about it after that, but the video spread like wildfire. Even American skateboarding legend Tony Hawk shared it on Twitter. Haissa's family got phone calls and requests for interviews. Haissa wasn't sure what to talk about, though. True, she was a skilled skateboarder. But she skated because she loved it, not as any kind of statement. Even in 2015, skateboarding was still dominated by boys and men. She had no idea how powerful her fairy winged adventures could be for not only herself, but the world. After that video of Haissa in the skate park went viral, she became known across Brazil and the world as Fadinha do Skate, or the skateboarding fairy. Professional skateboarders reached out to help her, and companies offered to sponsor her. Soon, Haissa was ready to take her passion to the next level, international competition. So, in 2019, at 11 years old, Haissa flew onto the world skating stage. She stunned audiences by winning first place at the Street League Skateboarding Championship in Los Angeles, the youngest female competitor to do so. Then she got fourth place at her first X Games competition, beating out professionals more than twice her age. Wherever she went, Haissa wowed the crowd with her creative skating and won their hearts with her joyful spirit. Newspapers were calling. Coaches wanted to train her. Haissa found it a bit overwhelming at first. But slowly, she got used to the attention. She liked talking to other young skateboarders, encouraging them to keep practicing and having fun. Soon after, something happened that was like a dream come true for Haissa. Skateboarding was added to the Olympic Games. Haissa was thrilled. She dreamed of taking her hill flips to the top and bringing home gold for her country. But then, in March of 2020, just before the Olympic Games were set to begin, the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The Olympics were postponed to keep everyone safe. Haissa was crushed. She tried to be patient and disciplined. Day in and day out, she kept training. In the mornings, she worked on her schoolwork. And in the afternoons and evenings, she skated. Finally, after a long wait, the Olympic Games were rescheduled for summer 2021. 13-year-old Haissa flew all the way to Tokyo, Japan. There, the best athletes from around the globe descended on the buzzing city, preparing for the huge competition. There were so many different languages being spoken. So much excitement and nervous energy.
Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
On the morning of the women's street skateboarding event, Paisa stepped into the sports park with her skateboard tucked under her arm. For this competition, skaters had to do two 45-second runs and five single tricks. A panel of judges would score them based on things like speed, creativity, difficulty, and balance. As Raissa towed the coping at the top of the first ramp, she planned out the line of tricks that lay ahead of her. Gone was Raissa's fairy costume. Now, she donned her country's colors, a dark blue t-shirt with green accents, and comfy brown pants. With a running start, Raissa flew on her skateboard down the ramp and into the skate park. She leaped up onto a rail and did a smith grind all the way down. Then she pushed off and sped to another lip for a backflip slide. She swept from one end of the skate park to the next, stunning the crowd with all of her best tricks. The feeble grind, the kickflip front, and her now legendary heel flip. She was a blur of grace and strength and flair, with the sunlight bouncing off her braces and her wavy hair dancing behind her. The announcers marveled. It's like she's got helium in her bones. Raissa's run wasn't perfect. No one's was. On one of her tricks, she fell after landing a rail slide, but she popped up and flashed her awesome smile before starting up again. On another trick, she soared up into the air and rode a rail so smoothly, from beginning to end, she got top marks. The crowd cheered, filling her with confidence as she finished her last run. Butterflies gathered in her stomach. Had she racked up enough points to win a medal? Finally, the scores were tabulated. Raíssa saw her name flash up on the scoreboard. She won second place. She won the silver medal. With a dazzling smile on her face, Raíssa walked over to the first place gold medalist, a 13-year-old girl from Japan named Momiji Nishiya, and gave her a huge, sweaty hug. Each person on the podium made history that day as the first female skaters ever to win medals in this brand new Olympic sport. On top of that, Raíssa was the youngest person to ever win an Olympic medal for Team Brazil. When Raíssa's plane landed in Brazil after the Olympics were over, she skated through the airport, silver medal around her neck as the reporters snapped pictures. Raíssa, they called out. Fadinha, fans shouted as she went by. Soon, kids around Brazil were lining up to buy skateboards, and the local parks saw a whole new wave of skaters. Everyone wanted to be like Raíssa, the skateboarding fairy. Today, Raíssa continues to perform rad tricks at skateboarding competitions across the globe. She wants the world to know that skateboarding is for everyone, especially girls. Though it may seem like a fairy tale dream come true, Raíssa worked hard to become the world-class skater she is today. She started with fairy wings, but now she is flying all on her own. Raíssa, foi uma honra narrar sua história. Muitos parabéns, muito orgulhosa de você. Um grande beijo, Margabeira. Raíssa, it's been an honor to narrate your story. I'm a huge fan. Congratulations. And I can't wait to see what you do next. Big kiss, Maya Gabeira.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.